Gunnar Garfors, globetrotter and author, joins us. He visited all 198 countries in the world by the time he turned 37. I guess we're looking for, amongst our leadership, who is the clubhouse leader? Is there anyone out there who actually counts countries?
Yes.
Gunnar, thank you so much for staying up so late at night in Oslo to talk to us. What was the hardest country to get into?
Well, I struggled a little bit with a couple of African countries, in particular Angola and Eritrea, where I had to repeatedly apply for visas. But I'm rather persistent, I'd say, so I managed to get in the end.
Now, that's so many questions for you right now. My first one is, did you hold down a job while you were doing all this?
Yes, I was indeed. So I'm lucky. I live in Norway, so we have 5 weeks of paid holiday here, plus 2 weeks of national holidays such as Christmas, Easter, a national day, and so on. So 7 weeks of holiday, and of course you have a lot of weekends as well. And I don't have a problem sleeping on airplanes. I don't do jet lag anymore, at least. So by using all of this time, it's actually possible. And spending all my money doing it, of course.
Hey, Gunnar, I don't know whether you're like me, and I think like a lot of travellers, that if you go into a country and the bloke at the border doesn't stamp your passport, you get really, really annoyed because you want it to be in your passport. Did you get 198 stamps?
Well, I'm missing a few, I guess. Since I live in Europe and with the Schengen deal and all of that, you know, it's virtually impossible to get a stamp in your passport as of lately. So I'm guessing I'm missing a few stamps, but I have all the difficult ones. I have all the Asian countries and all the African ones and South American ones. So I guess those I'm missing are actually rather simple, being European.
So at one stage, you did 19 countries in one day. Was that in 24 hours, or did you count if the sort of time zones sort of changed? Was it just that was the date in the country at the time?
Yeah, no, that was in 23 and a half hours, I think. And I should add that this was sort of a stupid idea. So this was something I did after having visited all 198 countries. I don't count those countries, you know, if I just drive through them or do it like that.
Okay.
But for record-setting purposes, then, of course, you're able to do anything, I guess.
Now, Gunnar, I asked this question of you because I was in a former life, I was a lawyer, and I don't want you to cause you to have a heart attack there in your kitchen in Oslo, but I must ask you this question. Have you visited the Vatican?
I have indeed, yes, but it was no fun. There are no bars and very few girls there, so, you know, it's not my favourite country.
Because the Pope is the head of state, and the Vatican is a separate country, so I was rather hoping you would say yes, because I didn't want you to drop the phone and make a beeline for the Vatican. I guess you would be constantly asked, what was your favourite country of the 198? Obviously, you'd be biased towards Norway. Give us just a selection of the countries you really enjoyed.
Well, I really, I should of course say Australia, being talking to you guys, and I'm not lying saying Australia. But for you, I'd say, if I were to pick one from Oceania, I'd say Kiribati, one of your neighbours up north. Madagascar of Africa is also truly amazing. A lot of people call it the eighth continent because of the vast amounts of wildlife and plants you find nowhere else on the planet. I also love the Stan countries, the seven countries ending with Stan, in particular maybe Kyrgyzstan, which is the most democratic of those. And Iceland here in Europe is truly magnificent. There you have a few at least, and I can keep going and going. You know,
I'd like to talk to you about a few of those. It was Donald Rumsfeld at the time of the Second World War. He referred to those countries as the Bads and the Stands. I met once a Norwegian lady and I met her in Estonia, and she explained to me that what she did must be have in common for Norwegian. I remember she worked for the telecommunications company Siemens, and she spent all her money travelling, a bit like you, Gunnar. And I said, tell me one place in the world that I should go that will knock me out as being so completely different to anything I've ever seen before. And she also said Iceland.
Yes. And you can imagine, it's this island in the middle of the Atlantic being battered by these waves. having winter storms and almost no trees and vegetation. It's this volcanic island in the middle. So it's with a hot hot water. What should I say? Ponds.
Natural springs.
You can actually sit there. Springs, exactly. So you can actually sit there. It's minus 20 degrees in the air, and you're sitting in hot water, 40 degrees, and you're drinking a beer while you're at it. One of these places called Blue Lagoon, and it is truly amazing. And then you add extraordinary hospitality, incredible seafood, and a really good party scene, and you have a perfect country.
Do you get in trouble at all, Gunnar, for not putting, when you, I think you put out the list of your 15 favourite countries in the world, and you've got a nice, and thank you for being so kind to us, because we know you didn't put Australia on your top 15 countries in the world, but you've been very, you know, I know we are lazy out here, we are occasionally capable of doing some research. It's very nice of you to mention us today. Did anyone get annoyed that you hadn't put them on, the list?
Well, I occasionally run into people, and some journalists are a little bit upset I didn't mention their country. It's also funny when I mentioned the top 12 countries. I to the newspaper who wrote this story, I told them you cannot rate these countries because you know it's impossible to really rate the best countries in the world. But I can give you a few. But what they did, they put Romania on top for some reason or another, and within a week I was approached by 30 Romanian newspapers, various TV stations and radio stations, and they all thought that Romania was on top and number one, my number one country. And, I just, in the end, I just had to play along with it because they just kept calling and calling all of these people. So that was a little bit funny.
lovely chatting to you. I know you've been staying up and having Red Bull. I hope it can now wear off to the extent that you can get some sleep. It's been lovely to talk to you. Your book is called 198, How I Ran Out of Countries.
Thanks a lot for having me.